You're listening to IsraelScene.com, and I'm Steve.
And this is Yoram.
And what do we got today?
I suggest something old.
Okay.
Something old enough for you.
Man, I was dancing on my desk and dancing in the clouds.
Bring back some memories?
Oh, yes. Yes, actually. All the bar mitzvahs that I went to, including my own.
I remember what it was, but recently I saw a film, and that was sort of the quintessential indication that it was a Jewish event, is or that there were Jews involved, is the playing of Hava Nagila. Which is quite appropriate, because it means having a party, having a good time, having a joyful event.
And it was, at least in America, the epitome of Jewish life. Certainly represented it, you know.
That truly.
Do you know where Hava Nagila actually came
from? I have absolutely no idea.
So maybe somebody out there does. If you do, please email us and let us know at info@IsraelScene.com. And tell us exactly what the origin is of Hava Nagila. It must probably be some Russian folk song or something like that.
And then we can let everybody else know.
Yes.
This comes from a CD I discovered called Most Popular Songs from Israel, Hava Nagila, Effie Netzer and the Beit Rothschild Singers.
Actually, I have to tell you, I saw this in the States, this CD. I think it was at Borders in Chicago. And it was like one of these, you know, $2.99 specials. I didn't get it, but I did see it there. So now I'm sorry I didn't get it, but now I have it. Years later.
If anybody would like to buy it, it'll be a little more than $2.99. We'll have it up on our cdisrael.com website soon.
It's also not available any longer, I'm sure.
Except cdisrael.com.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe somewhere else, but we won't talk about that now. I thought we'd do some more of this nostalgizing.
Sounds great.
And let's. Why don't we listen to cut number two on this? Or what do they don't call it cut, they call it track two.
What's the name of that one?
It's called, why don't you play it and we'll find out.
Okay.
Another surprise.
Here we go.
Love it.
All right, Steve, stop jumping up and down now.
I love it.
This was, if you remember, in the old days, we used to talk about this country as a land of milk and honey, Eretz Zavat Chalav U'Davash.
Actually, it still is, if you look, or you transcend the illusions of what happens on the day-to-day. There is some sweetness day-to-day here.
Yes, and I think we should...
as long as you stay out of politics.
Talk about that on our next program. This is really a treasure house, for me at least, of nostalgia and remembering and wonderful music from back then. I thought that the next number we should listen to is number 7 on the CD, and this brings us up to 1948.
So we're not going to discuss...
Let's talk about it afterwards.
Okay, very good. Finjan?
Yes, Finjan. That was really a very typical fire, sitting around the campfire, campfire song, I guess you would call it. And the Finjan is the little pot that the coffee is made in, the what they call the butts, the original mud coffee.
Like tin little...
Remember, it had a handle.
Yeah, it was still
and
around.
It's, and it's almost shaped like an hourglass, right?
Oh, that's
it has
fantastic.
That strange shape. Finjan. That's the Finjan. And the tradition was sitting around the campfire rather than going to pubs and nightclubs and discos and so on. That was the original cultural.
Actually, that was really cool.
Continuity here.
I like that. When I was here in 68, that's what we did. We hung around the campfire.
Right. That's when people talk about the good old days
yeah,
here.
Yeah, actually, it is the good old days. I remember I was north of Nahariya, which is northern part of Israel, not far from the Lebanese border, on the coast, on the Mediterranean. And there's a fella, Eli, who had his own little country there, his own territory. He was a character. And everybody would drink and smoke cigarettes and all that other good stuff, and we'd sit around a campfire and sing.
Right.
And it was really cool.
That was entertainment.
It was great.
It was self-entertainment. It didn't cost anybody anything. It didn't require any systems or any networking or any of that stuff. People came.
And we all met each other, and we all kind
drank
of coupled
coffee,
up. Coffee. Very strong.
Smoked tobacco.
Yes.
and sang. And this is one of the traditional songs of that period, and that's
I don't know if it was healthy physically, but emotionally it was absolutely wonderful.
Very good. And as we all know, there's something about the emotional health that plays out in the physical health.
Yes.
And vice versa.
We're still here, aren't we?
We are. Living next door to a...
a what?
A nightclub. The new modern improved way of spending the evening. Entertaining. Being entertained. That's the difference between being entertained and entertaining yourself.
Yes, you're part of the entertainment.
Right. You are the entertainment. You're for yourself and your friends.
Yes.
There's something really very
So I never
delightful.
Thought I'd say, wow, the good old days.
There we have it. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Oh, my goodness. I never thought I'd say a lot of things as I get older. What do you have next for us?
Well, next let's go to, let's say number 6 on this CD, Bavakasha. And if you remember, Steve, after the singing came the dancing.
Yes, well done. Yes.
And the traditional dance, of course, is the hora, and those were two rather fast-paced horas, good for the youth.
So I'm going to admit something here. When I lived on the kibbutz for 2 years, there was a little dance group that would travel, in-house dance group, folk dance, Israeli folk dance, of which I was a member. And I must admit I was pretty good. Maybe that's when my son got his ability to dance professionally. Well, there's a gene somewhere in the back. Somewhere there's a gene for dance. Anyway, so it was so much fun. We had the most wonderful time dancing Israeli folk music, Israeli folk dance. There's just nothing like it that I know of.
It was a real phenomenon. I think it was a planetary phenomenon. You know, in California, I had a dance group at one point, and there was Danny Dasa when he came to L.A. in the, must have been 1950, and he had been dancing here, and he started a dance group there and out of UCLA. And everybody did Israeli folk dancing. That was what people did. And there's like a forgetfulness about what Israel looked like before 67, at least, and that almost every European young person who, you know, was at some point past the experience of coming to Israel, working on a kibbutz, and being very enthusiastic about the country. And this actually was what we were, and this actually, I think, what we're meant to be.
And we talked about it off mic, was that it's a spirit of hope, a sense of hope, which is what we're all about.
And what is very hard to hold on to at this point here, I feel at least. And I think we're being dragged down. We're contributing to dragging ourselves down. And of course, the people around us are just working at it full time. That's, in point of fact, I think all they do. That's the only thing that they seem to really expend energy in, that, rather than in their own hope, in their own production, in their own development, in their own creativity.
Wow, that's profound. That's
it's awful.
It's really the fact is, it's really true that there is so much pressure around us to bring us into the mud, is to do us in, literally, physically, emotionally, spiritually even. And we have all to do just to stay grounded, focused, and sensitive to
and
each
positive.
Other. Positive to each other. And not only with so much that the whole world, in a sense, puts this pressure on us, but even globally, aside from Israel for one second, even though I know it's a very difficult thing to do, is that even listening to the news on television, there's always something there that somebody wants to break down, someone wants to destroy. You know, even if somebody makes a comment that may be innocent or maybe whatever it may be, there's always someone there to try to turn it into something other than what it was meant to be. It's very hard to fight against that. It's very hard when all the global propaganda is that Israel is this and Israel is that. And then people come here who were skeptical to begin with. Most of them come here and are absolutely blown away of the incredible place this is, in spite of all the difficulties, in spite of the crazy driving, which we mentioned previously, in spite of all of this. There is just a spirit of life here that is very refreshing, and people come here to get nourished from it.
If you remember back that this music and this spirit that we're exploring today of a campfire music and dancing and enthusiasm came just a few years after the Holocaust, and we had the choice. You know, we really could have just turned into a very bitter, angry people, focused on revenge and focused on getting back what had once been ours, and on proving ourselves and on showing that, you know, we could kill as well as everybody else. And somehow, for some reason, I don't think there was a leader who sat down with another group and made a decision, but as a community, we intuitively made the decision to create this country and to create a positive and an uplifting culture, a culture that brought smiles to people's faces, that made people feel valuable and positive and good and happy to be alive. And it's reflected very much in the music, and that's one of the things that I find that I was so happy when I found this CD, because, you know, it's so easy to forget these days, that there's something that's very naive and it's very simple, and I suppose a musician could tell us on how simplistic it is and how unsophisticated it is, and that it's really Russian music or it's Polish music or whatever you want to tell me. But there's something about it that made people smile, that made people feel good, that made people engage in a creativity and in a doing and a making things for the better that I think is an example. You know, talk about Kimitzion Tetzé Torah. That was really one of the great Torot that we had to bring out of Zion and to share with the planet. So we should do some more.
please, let's hear. What we got next?
Let's try number 4 and see what that turns into being.
Okay, here we go.
Well, did that tire you out a little bit, Steve?
I'm exhausted.
Then we'll have to roll this one to a conclusion. That tune was called Depka Ha'abir. The Depkas were the dances, the line dances that were taken, borrowed, stolen, occupied from not only the Arabs. The Greeks have dances that dance in a line like that.
That's right.
The Balkan countries here in the Middle East, and at least the West Coast here, the West Coast of Asia, and that was the Depka.
And they say that we weren't around in the Middle East and in the Asian countries, and what do they know, whoever they are? Anyway.
We will dance our way through. So I thought we would end this program with track number 9.
Here we go. So you've been listening to IsraelScene.com. I'm Steve.
And this is still Yoram.
And please tune in to our next program. And we wish you all a Shavua Tov, a great week. All of these songs are available at cdisrael.com, as usual.
I think, Steve, this is This program was in honor of Yom Ha'atzma'ut, Israel Independence Day, which is coming up at the end of the week that we've recorded it. And the appropriate music to end this with, I think, would be Hatikva.
Good choice.